On today's show, how can you be sure you'll find happiness in your career?
You're listening to Action Podcast with Chris Jansen and Sam Forsberg. Action Podcast is your weekly source of inspiration and motivation for taking consistent action in your daily life. And for an archive of all of our shows, visit our website at www.actionpodcast.com, or to leave a comment or make a topic suggestion, find us on facebook.com/actionpodcast.
Hey, Sam, how are you today?
Hi, Chris. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Very good indeed, actually. The summer sunshine has finally arrived in London, just in time for the Olympics, and everything is going well today in the city. That's great. Great to hear you.
That is brilliant. I would love it if you'd send a bit of the sunshine up this way. We're a bit grey and rainy in Scotland today, but I'm glad to hear that at least it's looking bright for the Olympics.
Yes. Well, you know, it is nice to finally have a bit of summer here. And, you know, this is another week we're in our summer book series here at Action Podcast. And I thought we'd talk about a book that we recently came across that asks some very simple yet profound questions. And it's by Clayton Christensen. The book is called, quite simply, How Will You Measure Your Life? Good question, isn't it?
I love that.
Yeah, well, you know, for those who aren't familiar with Clayton Christensen, he's a world-renowned innovation expert and often speaks in different schools. And a few years ago, he gave a very powerful speech to Harvard Business School's graduating class, all talking about how can you be sure to find happiness in your career? How will you measure your life? And what he breaks down, what was interesting at the time was these are, you know, questions that he would often reflect on, but even more so as he was actually going through his battling cancer at the time, the same type of cancer that had taken his father's life. So it was hitting very close to home. But he asked some very simple, powerful questions. And the one I thought would be worth talking about today is his specific question around your career and how do you find happiness in your career? And it's something that a lot of people are seeking, isn't it?
It is. I think it's something that we have such question marks these days over our success in our careers, because whether we've achieved a level of financial success or of positional success, if you will, in whatever career we've chosen, that I think we get to that point sometimes where we realize that doesn't necessarily make us happy or lead to the fulfillment that we thought it might. And so there's this need to find a new way of measuring how we feel about that, or what does bring us that sense of fulfillment.
Yeah, and I think you know, it follows in line with some of the things we've talked about in other recent podcasts, where, you know, in this day and age, for most of us, you know, for our parents' generation, it was about a career. It was finding a job and sticking with that job for life. But certainly this day and age, and, you know, the generation that's coming into the workforce now, and the generation that's been well into the workforce, now we have, there's abundance of choice of direction we can go. And unfortunately, a lot of times people feel a bit stuck that they made a choice, you know, 10 years ago for a certain career. And they may feel a bit stuck in that, and thinking at the time, that time of life, it was what was going to make them happy. But, you know, life evolves, we evolve, our perspectives change, and what made us happy 10 years ago may not be making us happy for the next 10 years.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually tend to think these days, if somebody tells me that they've been in a job or with the same company, for example, for 7 years or more, I tend to think, wow, that's really incredible, because these days that almost seems like a really long time compared to the way that some of us move through the job market.
Yeah, definitely. And so I think for the listener today, what would be worthwhile talking about is maybe just giving them some things to think about. You know, it is summertime here, and you know, when we're on summer holidays, it's a great time to not only take a physical break from work, but also take a mental break from your job, and just to reflect on some time to self-reflection and to think about, well, you know, how is it going for me right now, and what does the next phase look like?
So where would be a good place to start, do you think?
Well, I found it interesting that where the author talks about is really to understand happiness, or as he says, you know, it's impossible to have a meaningful conversation about happiness without understanding what makes each of us tick. When we find ourselves stuck in unhappy careers, and even unhappy lives, it's often the result of a fundamental misunderstanding of what really motivates us.
Yeah, and motivation is such a fascinating topic. It's something that I've read up on a bit recently, and I think that it's really quite surprising when you start unpicking it, and you often find the top motivating things are actually sometimes even the opposite of what you expect them to be.
Definitely. And I think it's, there's obviously been lots of talk, lots of research, lots of theories put out there on motivation. But similar to what Paul and I talked about in the recent podcast on Brendan Burchard's book called The Charge, is that what people are really seeking at the end of the day is opportunities for growth, for advancement, for recognition, fulfillment in the work itself, and to contribute beyond themselves. And that's really the fundamental drivers, the fundamental motivators that keep us engaged in any career or any job or any employer. And sometimes we get deluded by the fact that it's, it is about the work, the colleagues and the pay. And I say we get deluded by that fact is while those are important, those aren't, according to a lot of proven theories out there or popular theories out there. Those are what we call hygiene factors. They need to be good. They need to be there.
Yeah.
But those aren't going to really motivate you in the way of bringing your best to work every single day.
Yeah, they set the baseline almost. It's like another book that I've read that really tackles this kind of topic is Drive by Daniel Pink. And I was absolutely fascinated to read about the idea that he so clearly puts forward that, as long as you're getting paid enough that it kind of takes the issue of money or financial stability off the table, then after that point, the monetary side of things is actually not a motivational factor. And in fact, it can actually demotivate or at least decrease the effectiveness, the creativity and the impact of the work that is being delivered, which is almost, the exact opposite of what businesses thought for so long now.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things where if you for 99% of probably the population, they would love to have more money. Right?
Mm.
And if anyone looks back on the path they've come on, their career path they've been on, if you go back 5 years ago, at the time, if your income has increased over those 5 years, you say, look back 5 years ago, would you be really happy with the amount of money you're making today? And most people would say, it'd be great to be making that much more money. Now that you're in that place making that much money, you always think, well, I'd love to have even more money.
Mm.
So it ends up being this carrot that we continually chase, regardless of where we are, we'd always want more. According to these theories, that it's an important hygiene factor, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, I think that the book, How Will You Measure Your Life? It asks so many really great questions, but there's a piece that I think really kind of helps us to start asking ourselves a different set of questions than what we're used to asking. And I just want to share some of these with our listeners because I think these can be really quite profound.
Yeah, great, go for it.
So is this work meaningful to me? Is this job going to give me a chance to develop? Am I going to learn new things? Will I have an opportunity for recognition and achievement? Am I going to be given responsibility? Because these are the things that will truly motivate you. And once you get this right, the more measurable aspects of your job will then fade into importance.
Mm. Yes, I agree with that. And I can see that in my own career and some of the people that I've worked with. I was in a very rewarding, fulfilling career. And it provided me a lot of those things, but I decided that there was something more and bigger and wider and deeper for me. I made the leap into the coaching and training industry, and certainly was a leap of faith, but a very rewarding leap because it was going to meet those needs on an even higher level.
I think that that's perhaps one of the other key points is that sometimes when we're starting to ask ourselves these questions and starting to look at what might give us a greater chance to develop or what might feel more fulfilling, that actually that can come hand in hand with a bit of a fear around the fact that it might involve a leap of faith or a change that is so significant that it actually as you know, shifting part of our identity as we consider a career change or even a move to a new company or a new role, for example.
Yes. Yeah. You know, my first answer, I totally appreciate what you're saying. And yes, I certainly get that as well as anyone. And my first reply that I would say to someone who has that question is, you know, there's just too many examples, stories, personal testimonials, people who have walked that path, who've done it successfully. And I totally get the fears that might hold people back from even considering it or certainly taking that action. But I would just encourage a listener, if they are in that place, is to always remember that it's been done. It is done 1,000 times every single day by people around the world. Mm. And so what the person needs to do is to be really clear and acknowledge what are the specific fears that they're concerned of. Is it the, you know, maybe the loss of income? Is it the stepping out to the unknown? Is it not having the confidence that they can actually do what they really want to do? Is it the uncertainty of whether they can financially afford to do what they really, really want to do? And I would strongly suggest that you find other people who have done that, who have made a shift, and really learn from them, whether that be in person, through communities, through online communities, or through reading books. And I think really seeing what can be done is a great way to alleviate some of those fears.
Definitely. And it gives us that spark of inspiration that allows us to really take some of those baby steps that get us into action.
Yes. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? So I think for the listener, I think hopefully we've given you some thought-provoking things to think about. We'll have in our show notes the link to the book and some of these questions. But we'd encourage you to use this time, maybe if you're relaxing by the pool or the beach or just spending some time, some quiet time with yourself, is to reflect on what is going to ensure your happiness in your career and get really specific on that. And if there's anything that we can do at Action Podcast to help you get clear, then please let us know. We'd always love to hear from you. You can always leave us a comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/actionpodcast.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for that, Chris, and for bringing that great question to us today, or series of questions to us today. And I look forward to exploring more with you again soon.
Sounds great, Sam. We'll speak soon.